On the seventh day out, Murphy came to me and said I must go directly to Comber, who was dying. "It's all up with him, poor lad," says Murphy, fuming with liquor. "His bowels is mortified. Any roads, he wants to see you." I couldn't think why, but I went along, and as soon as I clapped eyes on him, I could see it was the Union Jack for this one, no error. Gathering his strength, he took my hand.
I'm dying, Flashman. There isn't much time. Flashman, says he earnestly, how came you aboard this ship?
It took me aback, but I started to tell him, a revised version, of course, and he cut me off.
It was against your will.
He was almost pleading.
Of course. And you too. Oh, in God's name, tell me truthfully. You detest this abomination of slavery.
Very smartly, I said, yes, I detested it.
Thank God, says he. Thank God. You will swear to me that what I tell you will be breathed to no one on this accursed vessel.
I swore it solemnly, and he heaved a great sigh of relief.
My belt, says he, on the chest yonder. Yes, take it, and cut it open, there near the buckle.
Mystified, I picked out the stitches with my knife, and the two welts came apart. Between them, folded very tight, was a slender oilskin packet. I unfolded it, and then the two papers within it, and found myself gaping at a letterhead which showed an anchor, and beneath it the words, "To Lieutenant Beecham Millwood Comber, R.N. You are hereby required and directed to report yourself immediately to the Secretary of the Board of Trade, and receive from him, or such subordinate officials as he may appoint, instructions and directions whereby you shall assist, in whatsoever capacity the Secretary shall deem most fitting, against those persons engaged in the illegal traffic in human slaves between the Guinea, Ivory, Grain, Togo, Dahomey, Niger and Angola coasts, and the Americas. You are most strictly enjoined to obey and carry out all such instructions and directions as though they had proceeded from their lordships of the Admiralty or others, your superior officers in Her Majesty's service." It was signed, Auckland. The other paper, from the Board of Trade, was really no more than a sort of passport, requesting that all officials, officers, and other persons in HM service and of foreign governments should render to Lieutenant Comber all assistance of which he might stand in need. But in its way, it was equally impressive, for it was signed not only by the President, Labouchere, but also countersigned by my old pal, T.B. Macaulay, as paymaster, and some frog or other from the French merchant marine. I goggled at Comber. He was lying with his eyes shut and his face working.
"You're a spy," says I. "A spy on the slavers."